Today on the Dropping Diamonds podcast, we have the amazing Michael Wu, who is responsible for NBA Aliens, the super successful series that depicts our favorite NBA players as aliens that are trying to come in peace and play some ball with us. Welcome to the show, Michael. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Let's get right into it. Can you please tell us a bit more about yourself? You know, how did basketball come to your life? How everything started, basically?
Yeah, for sure. So I grew up in Los Angeles, in the suburbs over towards the east.
Already like and already Lakers stands here.
Yeah, definitely got some Laker influence, you know, growing up here.
Nice.
So I grew up just loving to draw. I always doodled all the time. So when I was actually 5 years old, I drew this little comic of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
And my parents, they submitted that into the newspaper, like a local newspaper.
Right.
And, you know, the newspaper actually put it up. And like the reward for that too was like you get $1. So like I like to tell that story as like that was like my first time, you know, like getting paid for my art, like first time it got put up and like advertised, like, you know, old school like version of Instagram in a way.
Right. Yeah. I hope you didn't spend it all at once.
probably saved it and probably still have that check somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah. You know, our family's super frugal, so we just like save everything.
As you grew up, I assume that, you know, you started getting more into design, more into art. And what about basketball? Do you have a favorite team, a favorite player? There's no wrong answers except for Lakers. So
yeah, definitely. I'm more partial to the Lakers for sure. I grew up watching most of their games. So I know Rodrigo, you're a big Lakers fan.
Exactly, yeah. So,
I watched, you know, in the Kobe and Shaq era, watching them win championships, and so I grew up watching that. But I've always just loved the game and like watching all the teams, really, like every whoever they're playing against. Like I enjoyed watching that too. So I definitely like, I would say like 50% Lakers, and then the rest is like all the other teams and players and everyone else in the league.
Do you have a favorite Laker?
I would say I loved watching Shaq just like dominate in the paint. Kobe was great, but I feel like sometimes the shots he takes is like really crazy. I'm like, whoa. But yeah, he does make a good amount of them. But yeah, I think Shaq was just like so dominating. He just like in the post, having those monstrous dunks and like nobody can stop him, like kind of similar to how Giannis is now. He just kind of is in the lane all the time and always dunking, so it was just like fun to watch that.
I'm so jealous because that's about the time when I started really getting into basketball, and the only reasons why I ended up rooting for the Lakers was because that was the first game that I ever watched back home. It was a Lakers versus Pacers game, and the Lakers won. I'm like, this team must be pretty good. And then I did more research, and that's how I sort of fell in love with the Lakers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're winning a lot.
Yeah, back in the day. We'll get to their future, or sorry, their present conditions maybe in a little bit.
So for some of the series that you do right now, there's the NBA Planets. Sorry. What was the inspiration behind that?
So, I actually started doing the NBA Aliens first, and, you know, drawing the NBA players as different aliens. So I decided, like, hey, these guys need a home, and it was a perfect fit because, like, yeah, I was thinking, like, you know, where are aliens from? They're all from different universes, different planets. So, you know, it just fit to have each planet represent each of their actual NBA teams. Like, I started off with the Lakers and, you know, just kind of wanted to create the Los Angeles vibe. So that planet has like the sunglasses and just like a hat, and like, you know, I incorporate the Lakers colors in there and the logo and things like that. And so I started with that and I liked it and just kept on adding more teams and just trying to incorporate, you know, whatever part of that city I could. And eventually just ended up with all 30 teams, the whole solar system of planets.
That's awesome. And yeah, I guess that's interesting because when I first sort of saw your art on Instagram, I first discovered the planets, and then you made them available for the keyboard on iPhones. And I downloaded it right away and I started sending it to my friends and like using them as reactions. And then I discovered your original aliens. The ones that were sort of more with closer looking to the actual players, I guess. Would that be a fair comparison with just like their features a little bit more exaggerated?
Oh, and like my original version, the first version? Yeah, that was more like experimentation, I guess, like trying to see, you know, what I can do. And at that point, I was just trying to make like as many as I could. So super quickly, just try to do as many NBA players as I could. So those were, yeah, I kept those much simpler.
What made you start combining passion for basketball and for design and art?
Yeah, for sure. So I watched a lot of television growing up. So, you know, one of my favorite things to do was like wake up early on Saturday morning and just like turn on the TV and watch cartoons pretty much all day. And so, you know, after the cartoons were finished, they usually finish in the afternoon. Sometimes they would have basketball games on TV. So that was kind of like my whole Saturday. It was just like cartoons and basketball. Right. And then drawing on the side, and then you know, and then with my friends too, we would play basketball outside just on the streets. I had like a little hoop in my backyard and I would just shoot around and stuff. So just doing that, and then, you know, those were like my two biggest passions just consistently throughout my life. And you know, so I studied art in school. And from there, I was also playing basketball throughout school.
Right.
And yeah, and then I just realized, like, you know, art is like my main thing. Like, I'm definitely going to do something related to art or graphic design or illustration or something. Nice. And I just want to combine it with, like, what is my next biggest passion? And I was watching basketball all the time, playing fantasy basketball, playing basketball with my friends. So it was just like a natural fit.
Nice. That's awesome.
In terms of like when you said you went to art school and stuff, what was like sort of like your favorite medium to use to sort of develop your characters?
Okay. Well, in art school, like, so I went to not technically an art school. It was just like a normal school, but they had an art program. Oh. So I studied art there. And it really didn't have too much directly related to the NBA alien things I'm doing now. Like, I learned a little Photoshop and like Illustrator in like maybe one or two classes, but that was about it. Like, but probably the main things were more the foundational skills. So like, you know, learning about colors, color theory, and composition, things like that. You know, things that just help with your design sensibility.
Nice.
But yeah, so the classes I took there were all over the place. It was like drawing, painting,
right,
sculpture. But yeah, one of my like favorite classes though was I had like kind of like a wood shop class.
Nice.
So you actually use like machines and build things. So there's something about that I really enjoyed. Yeah. But I'm not too sure how much that relates to like the digital art now.
Right. It's quite different from what you use. But you had a good sense of like the different mediums while you're in this foundation, right? So now that you could like learn the principles, like you said, and you can really sort of develop a unique style that you like. How can you describe your like the style of illustration that you do and sort of what inspired it?
Yeah, for sure. And to go back to what you're saying too is like, you know, when they tell you to, when you're growing up playing basketball, like not to just focus on one thing, right? You just mm-hmm. kind of start out just playing and have fun at first, and you know, learn to try to do everything, be a more complete player in that sense. Yeah. You know, dribble, shoot, pass, everything.
You mentioned that you had some like sculpting and woodworking done. Do you have any plans on turning your characters into like 3D figurines, maybe some 3D printed ones? Or
that's definitely something I want to do. I was actually talking with another artist like last year. His name's Willow 408. He also does NBA art, but mostly on the sculpture side. So I actually met him at the convention we did last year, one in Oakland.
Oh, sweet.
The one put on by Conscious Basketball. Right. So I met him there, and he makes these really awesome, like, customized sculptures of like Michael Jordan, Stephen Curry, different NBA players. So I was talking with him to hopefully do something with my NBA alien characters. So we've been kind of talking about it, but I don't know how likely it is to happen. Like, we're both really busy. So, but that would be really awesome, because, you know, to have your, you know, flat 2D art turned into like a three-dimensional object, like, that'd be so awesome. And
especially when you have like your sets too, right? Like the planet sets and the alien sets, make it really cool, like collectible, I guess.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. And, you know, like things like the Funko Pops, those things, you know, they're blown up a lot. So it'd be cool to have something like that for sure.
It would be really, really cool. Yeah, I would definitely get myself a couple. Probably all the Lakers ones to begin with. Michael, going a little bit back to NBA Aliens, because, I mean, feel free to tell me, but I think that, you know, they're becoming extremely popular. I mean, I wouldn't say that I stalk you, but, you know, I follow your art. And I've seen people just, like, commenting, and they just love those illustrations, right? So, you know, when it comes to coming up with the actual alien, you know, can you tell us a little bit more about your process? I mean, you've shared it sometimes when you're in your videos, you know, what are the elements that inspire you? But can you take us through, you know, when you're thinking about a player, how do you actually go about the design of the alien?
Yeah, for sure. The response has been really cool. So many people have, you know, commented and liked it. And so for each NBA alien, I usually start out just by watching like YouTube highlights.
Yeah.
And so, like, it's funny because I already do that sometimes on my spare time, just like, you know, look up highlights. Like, I want to check out this player more and see how they play. And so I do that. I watch, you know, anything about their story. I think that's really important, you know, to learn about where they come from, like what different things they're interested in, like, you know, interesting quirks, things with their family, how they grew up. Right. And so, like, I'll consume whatever videos I could find, or even podcasts or articles, and try to find as much information as I can. And I'll gather all that and kind of like almost piece it together like a puzzle. Like, okay, I want to create this character. What is the most interesting thing that will like set them apart, and like something that I can create like meaningful imagery from it, like something that, you know, means something to them. So for like Nikola Jokic, for example, you know, I always like, you know, when the international player, you know, because you learn a lot more about the world when you like go through these players. Like, Jokic is Serbian, I believe. So, you know, I start to dig in there and look into Serbia, and like, I was like, Vlade Divac is Serbian too. And like,
yeah,
all these other players, and they have these like traditional weavings. So I like incorporated that. And
that's cool.
Nikola Tesla is Serbian too. And I was like, oh, that's cool. You know, Nikola Tesla, he created a Tesla coil. And so I just incorporated a little bit of that. Like, there's the lightning aspect of it that I put on the Denver Nuggets axe.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then I try to take what team they're from. And obviously that's where I use the colors, the main colors I take from the team. And then whatever logo or interesting things about the team too.
Yeah.
And, something I do that's kind of different, I guess, from other artists is like, I don't really, do like a pencil sketch anymore for these. I just kind of go straight into the computer. And I just draw it on Illustrator. I usually just start with the face, you know, get the facial features down. Nice. Like usually the eyes, nose, mouth first, do the basic head shape. And then from there, I just do the body and then add all the little details. And sometimes I just make it up as you go too, because there are times where I'm drawing it.
Yeah.
Or I'm trying to think of an idea for it and I'm kind of stuck, right? So in that situation, I'll just start drawing on the face. And once I have like his head down, then sometimes the ideas just start coming in and,
nice.
You know, and it just flows from there.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, that's pretty bold. I mean, just going straight into the computer and take a stab at it.
Yeah, the cool thing too is on the computer, if you make a mistake, it's okay. Like you can undo,
right?
You know, unlimited. And so there's no wrong version. You just keep trying different versions.
Yeah. Nice. Do you have a favorite NBA alien?
One that I've been getting that. I've been getting that question a lot, actually. So for me, I think my favorite one is Kobe. And like for one, because the Lakers, but I just had a lot of fun with it because, you know, I made his hands into snakes, so I just thought it was really weird and funny.
Yeah.
You know, just the idea of Kobe being like this, he's a snake and he doesn't even have hands, he just has snakes for hands. And really enjoyed how I, you know, came up with how one snake is you know, the Kobe from the number 8 Kobe from the past. Right. And then the other hand is like the number 24 Kobe. So it's kind of like this whole evolution of himself all within one character.
Yeah, it's cool how you really like break down the story too. And it really shows that you do a deep dive into, you know, researching, right? I imagine like as you're researching, all these ideas are coming to your mind too. And that's how you can really get them out and try them out in vector form. Cause you do a lot of process videos too.
Yeah. Yeah. I started recording it and showing, you know, the steps I take to draw each one.
Do you teach?
No, I do not, but that's something I've been wanting to do too, is like maybe doing like a voiceover, when I'm drawing it.
Skillshare, you know, or something. I could totally see like, you showing people how to do these illustrations, but then again, I guess you don't want everyone trying to copy you, right? So
yeah, that's true. So but I think like when you teach something, you know, that creates value for people, and you know, people, I think some people will like maybe learn from it and copy it, but there's some people, a lot of people who just like learning it but maybe they don't actually do it, so I don't know.
Well, it pushes you to keep being, you know, creative and doing different things too, right?
Yeah, for sure. And so another thing I wanted to say was I was drawing these NBA aliens, right? And I was showing it to my girlfriend, and she's not a basketball fan at all. So at first I was drawing it and she didn't, who is this and why did you do that? And then she started to ask me about it, and I would explain to her, oh, I drew this because of, you know, Kobe was once number 8 and now he's 24 and he used to have an afro and now he doesn't. And his nickname's the Black Mamba. So I drew him as a snake and all these things. And she was like, wow, that's really cool. Like, I didn't know any of that. So she was like, you should put that up and share it with people. So...
thanks, girlfriend.
Yeah, so we owe NBA aliens to your girlfriend, basically.
Yeah, basically, she gets all the credit.
One of my personal favorite ones is Kyrie. I don't know why. It's just you made him look like a almost like an Egyptian god. Like that entire vibe, I really enjoyed it. Obviously, Kobe and LeBron with Lakers color looks amazing. If anyone out there listening has not checked out Michael's art, I mean, you're missing out really, because the amount of detail that you put into each character is amazing. I mean, there's
meaning behind each one. Too.
Exactly.
That's a really cool part of it. You could, all the little stories you tell with it are make it that much more valuable.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Do you get a lot of requests from people like, oh, you should do this guy or this other player?
Oh, yeah, for sure. People are requesting so many things. I actually have a running list.
Yeah.
So every time someone requests something, I do actually write it down. So I kind of have a good understanding of what people are wanting. And so I'm actually looking at my list right now. I have over 100 different requests. Yeah, so it's hard to get to all of them, but it's cool to know that, people want to see my style, for their favorite NBA player.
What I thought was really cool is that you also made yourself an NBA alien. How did that go? Like, sort of like making yourself one of your characters?
I think that's one of those projects that you always have in art school. And maybe Evans, did you go to art school too? Maybe you can attest to that, but in art school, one of the projects that you always have is you draw yourself.
Right. Sort of how do you describe or what represents you?
Yeah, exactly. So
key messages out of that and try to portray it.
I guess I'm trying to think of this NBA alien universe. I'm trying to think how does everyone fit into this world? So, just kind of imagine myself, how do I fit in this world? And I guess I don't see myself as one of the creatures in a sense, because I think of them as these guys with superhuman abilities and super crazy talents, just like in real life, right? Like they're physically, they can jump out of the gym, they can do all this crazy stuff. So I'm not like a NBA player, not even close. So I see myself as just an explorer. So an observer. So I'm still a different species in my drawing, I guess, but I'm kind of just the scientist, astronaut, explorer in this world.
Yeah, I was going to say with the space suit you have on, you seem like the commander right there, like you're steering the ship.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess the main character of my own story in that sense.
Yeah.
Where I'm, just exploring.
The aliens, characteristics of, you're sort of steering their ship, I guess.
I guess it's a little bit Stan Lee, too. He does that a lot where he, draws himself into the cartoon.
Yeah. No, that's cool.
Michael, you recently collaborated with Casey, of course I forgot his last name right now, but
Bannerman,
yes, from Toronto, right? And you guys sort of mesh your styles together. How did that go? Can you tell us a little bit more about that collaboration?
Yeah, definitely. So I was part of the Toronto show in I think January of this year.
That was at the Air Canada Center, right?
Yeah, so they had a pop-up section in the it's called the Scotiabank Arena now.
It used to
be called Air Canada Center. Yeah,
made a little bit more sense. The hangar.
They had a little pop-up there to advertise the event. So, but the actual event was in a gallery space,
okay,
pretty nearby. Yeah, so there's a lot of different artists there. It was all Toronto Raptors art. And I got to go. So what happened was they had a scheduled a day for November.
Yeah.
And so I was all right, this is cool. I'm all excited to go. So I bought my plane ticket. I booked my Airbnb. I was ready to go. And it was getting closer and closer. I was oh, is this still happening? I was talking to Vince. He's the one coordinating it. And he was oh, actually it got moved to January. So I was like, oh shoot, I already bought all my stuff. Like, and I tried to see if I can refund it, but I couldn't refund it.
Oh man.
So I ended up going anyway during that day, the time I originally booked it. And luckily there was like a pop-up thing that was still going on. Like they're doing some like early promotion for it. So that was really cool. It was still a cool experience. I went to a couple Raptors games. I saw, you know, Kawhi. I got to see Dwayne Wade because they played against the Heat.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And, yeah, it was cool because Dwayne Wade had, like, a really good game that game, too. He scored, like, you know, 20-something points. He played really well.
Nice. I mean, since we're on the topic, how do you feel about the Raptors this year?
I think they're really good. Like, Kawhi is really, really good. Like, especially seeing him in person. Like, he's just, because his hands are so big, like, he seems really long and lanky, and he has a really good handle, too.
Yeah.
And, originally I actually picked the Sixers to move on because I feel like they have more talent and star power.
Right.
You know, they have Simmons, Embiid, Butler, Harris. You know, that's and then Redick, and yeah, so I just felt like their starting five was like much stronger than Toronto's. But you know, it's a game seven coming up, so can go either way.
Yeah, I'm not sure which team will show up on either side, because the last two games have been, obviously there was that Raptors blowout, and then the Sixers came back and didn't look back after they took like a 20-point lead. So I have no idea. I wish the Raptors could go to the Eastern Finals, but I find that the Raptors, like a good Toronto team, they always find a way to break their they just find creative ways to just leave the playoffs in unimaginable ways. And now that LeBron is out of the way, so I wonder what's the excuse going to be this year.
Yeah, that's the – I don't know. They always have something that is, I guess, tragic for them, but – yeah, I just don't. As I was thinking of their roster, I was like, okay, they have Kawhi, and then like Lowry is good, but he's not like an all-star level, like superstar level player. And Siakam had like a great season, but then it's like, you know, the first time he's done it. So
yeah,
I was like, oh well, who else do they have?
Steady Freddy.
Steady Freddy. Yeah, it's been kind of a letdown, I think, in the playoffs, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Since we're on, like, the topic of players, is there, like, a player that you want to collaborate with the most?
Yeah, I think Kobe would be really good because of what he's been doing after retiring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he won an Oscar. He's... Mm-hmm. Yeah. He wrote a children's book. He has a podcast. He's doing all this stuff like that's story based and like around like entertainment. So I think that fits really well with what I want to do too. Is like,
yeah,
you know, it'd be really great if like if I could have a animated cartoon, TV show, something like that, centered around my characters. So that would be really cool. And you know, LeBron doing the thing with Space Jam now. And
wow,
that's like kind of like my part of my inspiration too, is like, you know, Space Jam is a lot of like correlation to it. You know, the monsters, the NBA aliens, like different creatures as NBA players. Like, so there's a lot of fit there.
Well, cool. Lucky you, because we are damn sure that Kobe and LeBron listen to Dropping Dimes.
Yeah.
So, nice. Please reach out to Michael.
He's
available. LeBron, Giannis turned you down. Just look to Michael, please.
Yeah.
He's ready. He's already got the character set up. Come on, man. Let's get some motion into this.
Yeah.
Yes, Kobe, LeBron. I'm in LA too. So,
actually, yeah.
It only makes sense.
I'm in the neighborhood. So, yes.
Just talk to me. That you didn't go to today's protest in front of Staples.
No, I did not. I did see it on the internet, though. That was, I don't know. It was hilarious. I can't believe they did that.
Yeah, so, I mean, just quick context for everyone listening. today, a handful, I would say, of Lakers fans staged a protest in front of Staples Center. In the beginning, it was a very small crowd, like 20 people at tops. mostly, you know, younger fans, but then it grew. I think they reached like over 100 people, just, you know, making sure that they had their say as to this stage of the current Lakers and how they're just making us fans miserable by taking the wrong decisions every day. Wow. So, but I'm glad to hear that you were not there, Michael. That's, it makes me feel better as a fellow Lakers fan.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. I think people just need to be a little bit more patient in that sense. Like, the Lakers have been so good for so long. It was bound to happen eventually that, you know, they'd, you know, go the other way for a little while. And, you know, for me, I feel like if you're running like a family business, which the Lakers are, they're a family business. And, you know, the main guy, Dr. Jerry Buss, he was the one who's running it, and he passed away. And that's like a huge life event, right? And it's a huge transition to do. So Jeannie, she's been around for a while, but she's doing business side, and, you know, they're changing management, changing people, changing coaches, players are changing, players are getting injured. Like, there's just so much happening, and the rest of the league is getting a lot better, smarter, analytics. Like, I'm not sure what the Lakers need to do, but, like, I feel like it's a kind of an understandable situation.
Yeah.
You know, this past season too, like, they had some good moments too, like, even though there's injuries and stuff, but, you know, when it first came about with LeBron coming to the Lakers and kind of the roster, it was kind of weird, the roster they put together. but there were some good moments, you know, they had some fun dunks, some fun passes, and
yeah,
a little bit of Showtime Lakers coming back a little bit, but when things change, you know, this, it's just, it's hard to find success without consistency.
Yeah, I want to believe in Jeannie. I don't believe in the Rambis family being so close, but we'll find out. It's a little early to predict the Lakers' future right now.
Yeah, the Rambis thing is really weird.
It is weird, yes.
Since we're on the prediction
note,
should we do the second round series and who we think are going to be champions?
Yeah, so Michael, the second round of the playoffs is almost over. So far, we only got the Bucks moving on from, thank God, beating the Celtics. Take that, Boston. You can double your talent and take it somewhere else because you ain't going to the conference finals. but from the other series, who you got for – let's start off with – we're actually, for everyone that is listening, we're actually watching the Warriors and Houston game on the background on a Latin bootleg site. So that's fun. But who you got for this series, Michael, for Golden State and Houston? Now, let's keep in mind that KD is out for the foreseeable future with a calf injury. So is this the end of the Warriors? Is the beard finally going to the finals? Who you got?
So I actually filled out a bracket before the playoffs started.
Yes.
So I think I'm going to stick with what I predicted originally, and my prediction was that the Rockets would make it to the Western Finals.
Damn, that's bold, man.
Yeah, so I know they're down right now, but yeah, without KD, definitely the Warriors have to change what they're doing. So they're still a good team, but I don't know. I'd like to see a Game 7.
I think we'll have a Game 7 for sure. I don't see the Rockets losing today at home. What about the Nuggets and the Blazers?
This one's a tricky one, I think. I'm leaning towards the Nuggets, and I think they just kind of have a little bit more talent, and the Blazers are a little bit shorthanded, I feel. Like, aside from Lillard and McCollum, like, everyone else is like, you're not really sure what you're going to get from them. And the Nuggets, you know, they have Jokic and Jamal Murray, and I think Millsap is pretty underrated. Like, I remember when he was on the Hawks back in the day with Horford and them.
Yeah,
they're really good. They're a strong playoff team. So I feel like Millsap is kind of underrated. He's like kind of like a really strong second or third star for them.
I think the only wild card there is our almost homeboy Jamal Murray, the least Canadian out there because of all this swag and how unapologetic he is. Like, there are he can shoot the lights out, and there's like what are you doing, man? Like, control yourself a little bit more.
Yeah, Murray is, he's a like feast or famine type player. He reminds me a lot of Kyrie, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I feel like he's got the, I guess mainly his like layups and stuff, and he has a very Kyrie game, I feel, to me.
Also, does anyone here know why is he the Blue Arrow? That's his nickname.
Yeah, something that started back in his Kentucky days, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. One of his teammates did it, and then they just stuck with it.
Right.
Look at that. That's my 2 cents. So, all right, so we got Rockets and Nuggets. And then the Raptors are going to find a way to lose, and the Bucks, right?
Yeah, I have the Sixers and Bucks.
Oh. And who you got playing the finals?
So for the finals, I have the Bucks moving on in the East and the Rockets in the West.
And who's taking it all in the end?
My original prediction was the Bucks.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah, I think just, you know, Giannis is like an unstoppable force. Just so long, so tall and skilled. So they have a good team around him, good coaching. He's the best player, so the best player usually wins the finals. So I went with the Bucks. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, in that scenario, I mean, I have Golden State going to the finals, but after the KD injury, I'm not sure.
It's a toss-up now.
And
Rockets have a good chance.
Yeah. And after seeing what the Bucks did to the Celtics in 4 games, it's scary to see what Giannis is able to do.
Yeah, his supporting cast is doing well too.
Yeah, and they just got back Brogdon,
and Hill's been playing great. So.
George Hill, like this is the George Hill's playoffs apparently.
Yeah, he's a veteran presence.
But yeah, very much like your NBA alien character of Giannis, like that Greek warrior god with antlers. That's exactly how Giannis feels like. And maybe everyone listening should go to Michael's Instagram and just tag Giannis on that illustration.
Yeah.
Let's get Giannis that print so that he can be the Greek god that he's turning into.
Yeah. Tag Giannis in there.
We'll do. Michael, before we let you go, how can people reach out to you? How can people support your art? Tell us everything and maybe a little bit of what you have coming up.
Yeah, definitely. So you can find me mainly on Instagram at Michael Wu. It's spelled MYKOWU. And I'm also available on YouTube. I post some of my drawing videos there. I have my website. It's Michael Wu, spelled the same way, MYKOWU.com. I got shirts, prints with my NBA aliens available for sale. And I got an event coming up in June. It'll be on June 1st. It's called East LA Cape. And it's just like a comic convention near LA. So people who are near LA in the Southern California area, if you are available, June 1st, you can come out, come visit me. There's a lot of other great artists there too. And look for my table and, you know, just come by and chat, talk about basketball, and we can talk about who's in the finals at that point, maybe.
Yeah, at that point, probably, yeah. Well, you heard the man. Find him on Instagram. Really, you won't regret it. I personally got, I think it was 9 or 10 stickers from Michael, and they're awesome. I'm having a hard time getting a place for them because it's one of those things that once you commit to putting a sticker. You don't want to take it or place it somewhere else, but I'll find a place for each one of them very, very soon.
You just got to get another set.
Or I just got to get 10 more. Yeah, that's a good suggestion.
Because I might steal some.
Or that, yeah. Michael, thank you so much, man. We really appreciate you being on the show.
Thanks for sharing. Maybe
tease us a little bit of your next NBA alien.
Next NBA alien. So I do a guessing game on my Instagram.
Yeah.
So I'll put up like a silhouette, very like, you know, the Pokemon inspired.
Right, right.
Guess that Pokemon. So okay. I do that kind of to tease who's coming up. So let's see. I have one that's kind of ready to go. And I guess a hint would be he's not in the playoffs anymore.
Okay.
And there are some Laker ties.
Ooh, all right. Nice. All right. Well, everyone jump on Michael's Instagram at Michael Wu. Again, M-Y-K-O-W-U. So we can guess who the next NBA alien is. Once again, Michael, thank you so much for your time. Thank you for sharing your wonderful art with everyone in the basketball community. It's really, really cool. And everyone out there listening, just go support Michael. Get your stickers, get your t-shirts, get everything that he puts up. All right?
Great. Thanks so much. Thank you, Rodrigo. Thanks, Evans, for having me on the Dropping Dimes podcast.
Not the last time that we'll have you here, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Thank you so much.